This is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Attorney General Loretta Lynch wrapped up her visit to Dallas yesterday with a national night out celebration at UNT Dallas. The nation's top law enforcement official visited North Texas to promote community policing, in which police build connections in neighborhoods. KERA's Christopher Connolly reports from South Dallas.
Students and families gathered at the UNT Dallas campus for national night out celebrations that included marching band music, crafts, and food. They also heard from a host of speakers. Attorney General Loretta Lynch told the crowd she was proud of the Dallas Police Department for making strides to bridge the gaps between police and communities they serve. Community policing, she said, is a two-part process. It takes a commitment from the community and a commitment from the police to work together and do right. She says she hopes other cities can follow Dallas's example.
No matter where you live, no matter what you do, no matter what the history is, all of us, when we are in trouble, we want to call the police for help. And we want that response to come, and we want it to come quickly, and we want it to come in a way that uplifts the whole community. Everybody wants that.
While Lynch came to Dallas to highlight the gains that have been made in community policing, she acknowledged that police reforms are coming in the midst of a continued drumbeat of high-profile killings of African Americans by police officers. She told reporters it's not a new issue, but she said sustained media coverage and social media have made the killings and shootings more visible.
We've seen people from all backgrounds and walks of life be concerned about this issue. We've seen law enforcement stepping into the issue, into the dialogue as well, discussing whether situations were handled correctly or not. And it's given us an opportunity to move forward and make some real progress on these issues.
Lynch also said she wanted to come here to pay her respects to the families of the officers killed when a gunman opened fire on police in downtown Dallas in July. She praised the city and its police department for showing strength and resilience after the shooting. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.
Now to breakthroughs, where we cover the latest in health, science, and technology. Thousands of patients each year volunteer to take part in clinical trials across the U.S. They're a fundamental step in the approval process for every drug we take. Yet we hear very little about how this clinical trial process works. Lauren Silverman talked to Dr. Tina Ali Mohammed, who works with Rilaro Medical Trials.
Dr. Mohammed, who's affected by clinical trials?
Everybody. Because if you think about medications and how they come out, everything from over-the-counter cold medicine to the really, heavy-duty cancer drugs for cancer, they all at some point have had to undergo rigorous testing.
What are some of the biggest challenges for you in finding people to participate in clinical studies, particularly related to mental health?
So there's some stigma. We did the NAMI walk. And
that's the National Alliance for Mental Illness.
Yes, ma'am. And the overwhelming question was, what's a clinical trial? Wait, so am I going to be a guinea pig? And so, addressing not only then the stigma of mental health, but also of clinical trials. I think what the public knows of clinical trials, unfortunately, is overwhelmingly negative. If you think back to history, you think of Tuskegee trials, you think of, all the medical experiments done by the Nazis, and you're thinking, oh, this stuff is unethical, it's wrong, that's my last resort.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this conversation, I'm hoping, will open, people's minds, and they'll at least consider this as a viable option alongside their regular treatment.
Well, one thing that I've heard repeatedly is that the stigma around clinical trials is especially a problem because it makes recruiting a diverse group of people really difficult.
That's exactly correct. And we're finding more and more that your ethnic makeup does impact how you respond to certain medications, because your ability to metabolize certain chemicals is going to be different based on that makeup. And what we found is that actually our office tends to be pretty diverse ethnically. And so it seems like every person has become somewhat of an ambassador to their culture and has gone forward and sort of broken down those barriers and broken the ice I'm a Pakistani American, you know, and so for me, I went and talked to my community. I did a lecture just on what depression is. And I'm hoping things like that, if we all feel comfortable talking to our ethnic groups, that that diversity will not be an issue.
You mentioned it used to be old-fashioned in terms of looking for people to participate in trials, even door-knocking. Now, what type of technology do you use to recruit patients?
We've been turning to social media, you know, things like Facebook. There's also programs like StudyKIK that will make it easy for anybody who's interested in clinical trials to put in, submit their name and their information and submit the areas that, that are interested to them. And then StudyKIK will match a trial that makes sense.
What are some of the benefits for people who do get involved with clinical trials? What kind of outcomes could they expect?
You know, if it's a trial for like a skin rash or if it's a trial for an immunization, it's pretty time limited. You know, if it helps, great, you're done. If it doesn't help, then then there's some built-in protocols for, well, how do you proceed from there? We also make sure that at the end of every study, there is follow-up. We always give resources to local clinics or to physicians or psychologists or whoever we think is appropriate to make sure that nobody walks out of there kind of just left out in the cold after they've been treated as specifically and in as detailed a way as they have during the trial.
Dr. Ali Mohammed is a principal investigator with Relaro Medical Trials. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Things warm up a bit in our forecast for today. Look for sunny skies with a high around 92 expected this afternoon. Temperatures will fall to 73 overnight. That's under partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 92 once again. It's 75 degrees in Dallas and Fort Worth, 67 degrees in Wichita Falls, and 73 degrees in Tyler.